Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Yesterday we began a covert operation.
Yeah, this is day two of our sting.
Yeah.
essentially a friendship test of the people that work here at the radio station.
I thought you moving, you were, you know, having a bit of a whinge to me the other day. Oh, I'm moving so hard.
It's not hard. It's just annoying. Yeah. It's just so annoying. We moved only 7-8 months ago. Because
you've not even been in that place a year.
No, the house we were living in, they were like, we're selling it or renovating it. You got to get out. And we were like, let's go. We'll go to Armstrong Creek. We'll live there forever. And then the people that own our house are like, we're selling that too. So it's just like, we thought we were going to be in the, I got rid of all the moving boxes. I got rid of everything. And they're like, sorry, we're selling the house. You got to get out. So but it's just annoying.
When life gives you lemons, you put your friends to the test.
You do. your brainchild, you suggested that I should ask different people that work here at K-Rock to see if they could give me a hand when I move house this weekend.
I already asked you, hey, you know, do you need help moving? You said, no, I've got moverless coming, like totally don't need
help.
Some
family.
Totally fine. And I said, well, let's use this as an opportunity. You clearly don't need the help, so it doesn't matter what they say either way.
Yesterday, Tom from the Brekkie Show, he also happens to be our boss. I put him on the spot. He said yes immediately.
Couldn't believe how quickly he said yes.
Today's challenge is a bit more harder, I'd say.
I genuinely don't know whether the great legend that is Cameron Ling will be... We weren't sure whether he was going to be too polite to say no or whether he was going to cleverly find a way out of it.
So we called him. We wanted him to... We pretended... We said, hey, we need to record something for the show.
Yeah.
And we recorded that. We've thrown that in the bin. And then we were just having a casual catch up at the end of it while we were still recording. And I put Lingy on the spot and you helped me. You gave me the great assist. You set me up to ask him, hey, Lingy, can you help me move house? Let's have a listen.
Tim's moving house this weekend. Actually, Tim, you should ask Lingy about Friday.
So I hate to do it. But Mum and Dad, who are going to come and help, they've got COVID, and I've wrangled Tom to maybe come and help on Friday after the show, because I just need some stronger lads to lift. I hate asking, but for like, would you be able to come and help Tom and I for an hour on Friday at some time?
What time on Friday?
I don't know, 10 to 11. I think that just before the removalists get there, I just need to move some stuff out of the way.
Probably unlikely, Tim. I'm sorry, because I'm doing a read the play function. I don't reckon I'll be able to get there. I'm sorry, Tim.
That's okay.
Now I feel bad.
No, that's okay.
I did help Tom move a trampoline once from his mum's house to his house, and now I'm saying no to you, so I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, because this was a test. This is a test to see which K-Rock announcers would help me move if I needed the help. And honestly,
you came up with a lie so fast, Lingy.
That's
it was
so
great.
Good.
Well, it's not a lie. I do promise. It's not a lie. And, and I feel bad. It's not because I like Tom more than you, Tim.
The mental health card is an excellent card to play.
It's a great card to play.
And you do excellent work for Read the Play, Lingy. So even though you failed the test, you passed in life. So thank you very much. we have confirmed since we called him earlier today, genuinely, at the time that I randomly suggested, he does have a function for Read the Play. The incredible work that he does do.
I think that if he hadn't have played the charity card, he definitely would have helped you out.
Yeah. Do you
Cameron
think,
Ling's too nice
I
to say no.
I feel like if I even said, oh, no, later in the afternoon, no matter what time I said, he would have been reading the play.
Yeah.
But, hey, I wasn't expecting him to say yes.
Yeah.
So technically we got what we were thinking was going to happen with Lingy there.
Wow. We've only got one person left on our list, Tim.
And I think we need to change our tactic because I think we know what this one person's
going
to say.
We know that Log is definitely going to say that she 100% will be there to help you no matter what.
But how far can we take it?
Because how far can we push her friendship?
Yeah.
I think that's the real test.
I could be sleeping over at her house for a week.
Wow. Or more.
Or more if I needed to because she's so nice. So tomorrow we will call Loggy and day three, final day of the sting operation of helped him move house.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, I discovered something about myself yesterday and it sent me spiraling the last 24 hours. because I told you that I hurt myself at my ceramics class earlier this week. And
sorry, you just sound like such a rock star.
Yeah.
Just that sentence is pretty badass.
Yeah.
What bikey gang did you come up in again?
I didn't.
Comancheros.
Okay.
Something like that.
I tripped and I walked into the ceramics like throwing wheel.
The foot pedal.
Yeah, the foot pedal of the wheel. And I kicked it like really hard. And I said it was like when you stump your toe. And you looked at me like I wasn't speaking English.
It's not the first time I've given you this look. I know English isn't necessarily your best language.
How dare you? I was ducks for English at school.
That's so concerning for your school. What part of North Shore did you go to?
Okay. How dare you?
You said stumped.
Yeah.
S-T...
You know, when you stump your toe.
S-T-U-M-P.
Yeah. Apparently it's not stump. It's... Or at least you claim... I don't trust you in your sayings because we notoriously know on this show how often you get your sayings incorrect.
Sayings incorrect, words no. stubbed. You stub your toe.
Why would you stub it?
Well, that's just what it is. Why is anything if you're going to do that? Like, why? Like, English is the most messed up language. We know that for a fact.
Sure.
You compare it to other languages and words are just all over the place. But it's you stub your toe. You stubbed your toe. Not stump. Stump is something that is left after you cut a tree down.
Well, exactly. Like, when, you know when you hit your toe so hard that it's like you've stumped it?
It looks like a stump. It's because it's flat.
That's what I thought it was.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Okay. Please don't press the dumb button. Please. I beg of you, don't reach over for the mouse. Tim, stop it.
You just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
I hate that this is a button.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I got the engineer to put it on full time.
You're the worst.
Can't take it away from me. Stop saying dumb stuff.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Tell me.
But why don't you believe me?
I believe you. I just need someone else to tell me that they've been saying stump.
No one else is saying stump.
I guarantee you that you are not the only person in the world that says stub.
Yeah,
but
100%.
I guarantee you there are people out there that are saying stump. And they've just listened to the last 5 minutes and said, wow. Jess is so amazing and smart. I always say stump too.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Stop saying you are in control.
I'm not in control of that. You have that button on your desk.
It's with what you're saying. No one is saying stump.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Do you say, I just stumped my toe?
Stop. I'll press it again.
Don't you dare.
Press it one more
time. Don't
you dare. We've never played it three times.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Do you say stump or stub?
Lloyd from Armstrong Creek. Are you saying stump or stub?
I'm stumped that you think that's a word.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you are a stump man, right?
Sorry, say that again.
No, we won't say it again, okay. Lloyd, because it's not a real word. It's S-T-U-B.
So you've never stumped your toe then, Lloyd?
No, because my toes aren't tree trunks. They're digits on my feet.
Yeah, but when you hit it, it's like you stump it.
This is getting pathetic.
Okay.
All right. Now, this could be interesting.
Well, Caleb normally calls up from Thompson and is very much never on your side.
Sometimes I'll sneeze and Caleb will say, do you hate the environment? That's what the energy that Caleb can often bring to the show.
Come on, Caleb. Here we go.
Caleb, is it stub or stump for you?
Oh, well, I reckon it's Jess has got me stubbed.
Okay. Another one. Great. You're going to take Tim's side, Caleb. After all we've been through together.
I have to put my foot down on this one, Jess, but Tim's right.
Careful, you might stump it if you put your foot down
too hard,
Caleb.
It sounds better. Like it actually flows off the tongue.
You stumped, you feel it's like stump, like getting the P into it.
Yeah, I stumped my toe.
No, it doesn't. I can't comprehend it.
Caleb's lost his mind. Caleb, you've broken Caleb. Caleb's done. Wow. We appreciate it. Now, I've heard Steve from Ocean Grove's flabbergasted about this. Steve, tell us how you're feeling.
All right, unless you're an arborist, it's stubbed. Like you put a stub of a cigar out, you put a stub into the end, so you totally bite the end and you stub it.
But Steve, did you hear my old English explanation, mate? There's a chance.
Yeah, I did actually.
Right, and, so stub, it means stub. Yes, so
yes, I heard that. And what's that thing you play, Tim?
What's the the dumb button?
No, don't play it.
I can play it one more time.
Steve, don't you dare. Don't encourage him.
One more time, Steve. All right. We're doing it for Steve.
What you just said
is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Thank you very much. Yes. Just, you know what could happen? You could just say, "Oh, I got that wrong. We didn't have to do this." Could have just said, you could just admit that you've been wrong. It's totally fine.
Why would I ever admit that I was wrong? Ever.
I'll press it again.
Don't you dare.
Just say you're wrong or I'll press it again.
No, I don't want you to press it again. Will is waiting to do the news. Just let him.
Jess, I will press it again.
Oh, I've never been wrong in my life.
What you just said.
I'm leaving.
Is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You're in control.
At no point
I'm not in control.
In your rambling, incoherent response
stop playing it.
Were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I hate this.
Are we going for a record of three times? We've never hit three. If you just say...
I will leave the studio if you play it one more time.
Just say you're wrong. You clearly are wrong. You have been told by several people, the internet, that you are wrong.
I will say that
what
perhaps...
you just said
okay.
is one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard.
All right.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything
she's gone.
That could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
All right, I was going to say it's Tim and Jess, but it's not because she's left. It's the most stubborn person you'll ever meet.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Charlie XCX there with Apple. It's 4:08. Tim and Jess here to drive you home on K-Rock 955. A big fan of Charlie XCX joins us in the studio. Will from the newsroom. Good afternoon, Will.
Good afternoon.
Doing a flawless version of the Apple dance from TikTok there.
Well, you guys told me it was a TikTok dance, which I wasn't aware of.
They are getting just less and less impressive. And like, I'm not a dancer whatsoever.
Will's dance moves or the videos on TikTok?
I'm disappointed by both.
You know what's weird? This is the second time today I've been told I'm a bad dancer.
Who else said that?
You just started. What happened here just in that song there behind the scenes? Will was like, oh, is this what the dance would look like? And yeah, I've never seen less rhythm.
Oh, yeah. It was some white boy dancing.
Well, it's a TikTok.
Good.
No one's got rhythm on that.
Okay. Well, Will, lucky we don't trust you and rely on you for your rhythm.
Thanks.
We rely on you for your news.
And that we can trust him for.
Let's get into it.
Harvey Norman Electrical. Same day delivery. 7 days a week. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock.
Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us three news stories every single weekday. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, it is up to us to fill in those blanks.
And usually I dance through that little sting, but I felt uncomfortable this time because
fair
of
enough.
You two.
Rightly so.
So thanks for that. A Bendigo couple has made news after playing around at their local golf course.
Oh.
What happened?
They got the highest score that has ever happened on that golf course.
No.
Oh.
Did they both get a hole in one?
Yes.
That is wild.
That's the dream.
On the same hole. So
that's
they,
love.
On the
Yeah, they teed off after one another and both got it in the hole in one.
Tim, you would have dropped down on your knee and proposed to your wife again. That's
all what, over. I would have said, I know the first wedding sentence broke, but let's go again.
Forget it.
That is, like, imagine, so like, whoever hit first, say his wife hits first and she gets in. Oh my God, that's incredible. Imagine the high, and you go, well, geez, this isn't going to be as good as that.
Yeah.
That is just, and you need to have someone there to verify that happened. So that's proper legitimate.
Well, according to Golf Digest, it's estimated to be, what?
I love that Golf Digest magazine's still rocking around. Yeah. That's excellent.
It's estimated to be a 17 million to one chance.
Wow. They should buy a Tats Lotto ticket.
Mm. But you're right. Like, every single time you hit a golf ball for the rest of their lives, from now on, it's just going to be a letdown.
Have you ever seen or hit a hole-in-one, either of you, outside of mini golf?
I was going to say, in mini golf, I have.
I've seen somebody do it, a friend of mine. And no offense to the friend of mine, of our friendship group, the least likely the person I wanted to hit a hole-in-one.
Oh, really?
Sorry, Ben.
I thought you were talking about someone else.
It was like, I was excited, but I was like, oh.
Really? It had to be Ben?
Yeah. Be right. Ben, he won't shut up about this.
Yeah. A 3,500-year-old jar at a museum in Israel has made news. What's happened?
3,500-year jar.
Does it have something to do with Jesus?
No. Not that I'm aware of.
Something happened to it.
Mm.
Did it break?
I'll pay it.
Oh. Excellent. I'll let it be paid.
I can't wait for this to fill in. There's such a massive gap between why it's in the news and it breaking.
Well, apparently it was smashed into pieces by a four-year-old boy during a trip to the museum.
But what's significant about the jar? Sorry.
It's 3,500 years old.
Yeah, but I thought it was what's more in
it. And some four-year-old walked over to it and knocked it over.
Maybe it had the essence of the hay that was in Bethlehem that Jesus sat on.
That he rested his Jesus. It had nothing to do with Jesus. Let it go.
Is it not fascinating enough for you?
Well, if it's 3,000 years old, actually, yeah. If it was 2,024 years ago.
Not impressive.
Yeah, I just don't think an old jar.
And now we don't have it anymore.
I just don't think an old jar's top of the pops for me. Are you guys excited about an old jar?
Are you not excited about an old jar?
Wait till you hear about the pyramids. Well, they will blow your socks off.
You could try be a little bit more supportive and excited.
I'm glad he broke the jar.
It was actually Tim's kid.
And the vortex ride at SeaWorld is in the news. You guys know how much I love SeaWorld.
Yeah.
What's happened there?
Did passengers get stuck
again
in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were stuck for a bit of time, weren't they?
1.5 hours yesterday. Yeah.
That's a long time.
There was 13 people up there. It was one of those ones where it's like it spins.
Are they upside down?
Well, they weren't, but right.
It could have been.
Yeah.
It's one of those ones that sort of tumbles. And
it's, like the only way I could describe it, it's like a church pew that rotates around.
Again with the church. Leave the church out of this.
It's a long seat that rotates.
Have you had some sort of spiritual awakening?
No. I'm just like, if we're talking about time measurements, so we're talking about they were stuck for an hour and a half. Imagine if they were stuck for 3,000 years.
Yeah. Like the jar.
Like that real fancy jar.
That wouldn't be fascinating
the
enough for you.
The jar from Jesus' birth. You know that one.
No, I'm done.
All right, we'll moonwalk on out of here, Will.
This
is
Tim and Jess. Tim, this very time yesterday,
continuing
on the show, I tasked you with a very hurtful task.
I feel like I was kind. I was honest.
You were kind and brutal.
You asked me to bring you 3 pros and 3 cons of working with you.
Yes. I saw this on TikTok. It was a podcast about, this bloke.
People that work one-on-one,
yes.
Essentially.
He was interviewing other podcasters about working together in a podcast.
Yeah.
And they listed off pros and cons of working together. And I thought, this would be nice. We should do this.
Yeah.
Tim and I have been working together for over 8 years now. We have pros and cons. Yesterday you listed off a few things. Do you want to revisit any of that?
I'll give you one con. You were a lot.
Yeah.
And the pro, well, the last pro, I finished with I love you.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I feel like, again, you're only hearing the bad stuff. I said 3 genuinely lovely things about our friendship, but all you heard was that you're a lot, I feel like you're a liability, and I always feel like I'm responsible of you.
You were a lot quicker on the cons. Just saying. Just saying. I took some time to write down some pros and cons for you.
Okay.
And we're going to go through them.
Let's go. Let's
start with a con,
because remember, we're going to finish on the high.
Finish on the high. Okay. Cons. You're always the first person to laugh at me when I mess up.
That's not my fault.
Right. What's our friendship motto?
Never make a mistake.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not going to just be like, you don't get a free pass.
Yeah.
Because don't make a mistake.
The pro is, though, that you're very supportive. You're often, like, you're right up there as one of the most supportive people in my life. You're always telling me I can do things. So, thank you.
Thank you. That's all right. I borderline feel like a carer.
Yeah. Hurtful. This isn't your time. This is me. Okay. Con, you have a lot of dumb ideas.
How is that a con?
But the pro is you got a lot of great ideas.
What are my dumb ideas? Exactly. You got nothing. You got
clickbait.
Nothing. Clickbait. Oh, mate. Why would you bring up something that
A,
is 6 years old that we came a radio idea we came up with in Queensland? I'll tell you what clickbait is.
If no, you don't need to.
No, no, because no one's going to understand what it is. So the game was that people would call up and then Jess and I, one of us would click into the microphone and the caller would have to guess what it is. Who is that? You'll never know because we'll never answer. Clickbait was a great game. Did it get sponsored for money?
It did.
Not a bad idea.
You begged. Anyway, let's move on.
It was me clicking, by the way. Behind the scenes. Peel behind the curtain.
Some of your jokes don't always land. Here's the con.
All right.
The pro.
Can I just interrupt, sorry, just quickly?
Yeah.
At least I'm trying to throw things out there. At least I'm throwing things to the whiteboard. Yeah, they don't stick. You just sit there quietly going,
The pro is you're one of the funniest people I know.
Shouldn't have said anything. Shouldn't have said anything.
I knew I should have started with the pros.
Is that you're done?
That's it, yeah.
Tell you what, my pros to you were so genuine and
heartwarming.
You are
one of the funniest people I know.
I love you too. I don't love you anymore. This is disgusting. Eight years of today's the day that the teddy bears have their biscuits. Disgusting.
Is it because I mentioned clickbait? Is that what it
is? I can't believe you brought up clickbait. We love that. That was great.
You love that. You made merch.
Yeah. And all the
lovely
things I said.
I don't want to get emails from people being like, bring back clickbait.
Oh,
no.
If you want us to play clickbait, 522-322-955. Give us a call if you'd be keen on a run on it. We'll play.
I also love you. So.
Who was that? See, now it's 50. Who was it?
It was you again.
It was me again. Yeah. But people will never know.
They'll never know because they don't know what my clicks sound like. Ooh.
If you want clickbait, give us a call, but I doubt it. Oh, God. No, someone is calling.
Don't call.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.